Hi, and welcome to Curious Conversations, the podcast where curiosity meets connection. Thanks for joining as we discuss captivating stories and ideas and engage in thought-provoking conversations with experts, enthusiasts, and everyday people. We hope to ignite a curious spirit as we embark on a quest for understanding one curious conversation at a time. So let's jump in this together. Welcome to the world of Curious Conversations. And welcome to Curious Conversations. We are your hosts, Carly and Mandy, and this week we are talking about sleepwalking. A little more about sleep stalking. But before we get into that, Mandy, do you sleepwalk?
Okay, so I don't. Like, nobody's ever said that I do, so I'm going to believe that I do not.
Right.
What about you?
I don't that I know of, you know, I mean, I've definitely woken myself up, talking or I'll sit up very quickly, but I don't think that I've ever had an episode with sleepwalking.
Yeah. It's kind of a weird thing. I don't have that in my house with anybody.
I don't either. Thank goodness, because it is creepy, which kind of brings me to, I want to talk about my first experience with sleepwalking, but I am curious to know, I mean, have you ever experienced a sleepwalker?
Okay. So my mom used to walk in her sleep, but mostly during a time period. And I know I've shared this with you before. We lived in kind of, I don't know if we want to say it's haunted. We had an experience at a home. We lived there for a short time. And the entire time my mom walked in her sleep while we lived in this house.
Oh, wow. Okay. But only there, right?
Only there that I know of. Yeah. Only there.
That's crazy. Uh-huh. Well, so I think for me, my first experience was at a sleepover. And I was a preteen. I think it was probably her 13th birthday party. So I was pretty young and I didn't do a whole lot of sleepovers. And there were three sisters. My friend was the youngest. All three sisters were sleepwalkers. And I did not know that. and so I went to the sleepover, you know, and we're all trying to see who can stay up the latest. And she ended up sleepwalking that night. Her next oldest sister always slept with her eyes open. Have you ever experienced that?
Ooh, no, thank you.
don't like it at all. You just roll over and, oh, there's somebody looking at me. But yeah, all three of them were sleepwalkers. And I thought, my gosh, their house must be just exhausting at night and a little terrifying.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Like, are they bumping into each other in the hallway? What's going on here?
Yeah, right. And the middle sister was a little hostile when she was sleepwalking. So, you know, and I've heard that's a thing. So that's
different. So, okay. So my creative mind is like picturing they're being summoned at midnight. Like, it's on.
They're all getting up at the same time.
Awake, awake, sisters.
Oh my gosh. Well, today we are getting into some criminal behavior that may or may not have occurred while the person was sleepwalking. But first, let's jump into our curious dish. So this is part of our show where we dish about the most curious thing that we've seen this week. And Mandy, I was part of yours, so I'm excited about it. I already know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so I feel like we ditched school recently. It was just like a fun day out.
Yes, we did. We ditched work.
Yeah, so we just spent the day doing our kind of thing, which is exploring. So exploring the curious.
Yep, we did.
And we saw so many things and had such a good time, even though it was like a rainy, yucky day. We just really made the best of that day. And so I was thinking about the things we saw, and one I wanted to share that stood out is, you know, we found this, this really, it's an old cemetery, that we sort of plundered through and looked through all the tombstones and all. And, you know, there was even like, the ancestor of Michelle Obama, which was, you know, was it like 5 generations?
Yeah, that was totally cool. And yeah, surprising. It was so close to home.
That was so surprising. So everything out there looks really old. And then you see, you know, this big, tall monument looking thing. And it's like, what is this? So I was excited to show that to you. It's a bit of a surprise. And I thought there's several interesting things out there too. Like we saw the woods have kind of, the woods line has kind of grown around some of the graves, and you know, that's sad, but it's interesting to go out through there and find those. And then the other thing we saw that I've never seen out there till I was with you was the, it was like a circular type thing with rocks, and it was like a, I guess it was a grave, you know, we never could read that. But anyway, this cemetery in general was sort of my, I guess, curious thing I saw. What about you?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that entire day was curious. There are some other things that we ran across that I'm sure we'll be talking about on a future episode. So yeah, be sure to stay tuned for that. I think you know, the most curious thing this week, aside from our day trip, I got to sit on the set of a documentary that is, I think they're on season 3, I believe. It's called Real Murders of Atlanta. And I have a friend who, her family was involved in something that is being talked about and shared a little on that show. And so I was able to go on set, and it was just a really cool experience, you know, to walk in and they've got, it was at her home. The house is completely blacked out. The windows are all, you know, boarded up, and they've got their camera and their special lights. And just to watch that, the whole thing take place was really cool. And I can't wait to watch it on TV, because then I can say, I'm sitting right there. You know, that was really neat.
I think that is so interesting. You know, I was a little jealous. I'm like, I've never been on the set of anything. And I couldn't wait to hear about that, because, you know, it's like, I like to experience things, and I know you do too. And so a lot of what we spend our time doing is getting in on as many experiences as we can, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that is probably the most exciting part of what we're doing is, you know, we do get to talk to people and experience some things that we normally would not. And I think that is the coolest, just living vicariously.
Absolutely. I want to get in as much as I can while I'm here.
Exactly. Well, you know, the idea for today's episode came from a documentary that we both watched. And the title of the documentary is Dead Asleep, if anyone's interested in checking it out. But Mandy, I thought maybe you could give us a little bit of an overview.
Yeah. Okay. So this is the case of Randy Herman Jr. So after high school, he moved in with Brooke Preston, and they were roommates. And, you know, they had what you think of as like a really fun life. But Brooke Preston was killed. And there's a lot of question around that. And we're going to, you know, get into the details of that. But I thought it was very, it made me think about a lot of things. So it was very disturbing, but it was very, how you see them having a good time. And they're just, you know, there's a lot of partying, and it's how you can't tell the future. Like, who would have known where this was going to go from here?
You know, I don't think anyone that knew him and knew her and knew their relationship knew what the future held. It's like, even, you know, right after the fact, anyone that heard, oh, this is what happened and this is who did it, they were in total disbelief, because their relationship was so great. They weren't involved romantically. It was, you know, they were like best friends, hung out all the time, you know, just did all this fun stuff together. But it sounded like they had a really great relationship.
Yeah, they did. I mean, they were childhood friends, and everyone who spoke about this was like, you know, couldn't believe that this, you know, horrible thing could have happened. But he was accused of killing her for, you know, what he said was sleepwalking.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I did look up some stuff. You know, you hear that you, well, first of all, there's like two different, there's pre-REM sleep and then your REM sleep, and how your pattern of sleepwalking is based off of where you're at in your sleep cycle. So the first thing I read was, you know, because he would have fallen asleep very, very quickly. It was kind of proven that he was awake, and then all of a sudden, you know, he comes to and she's dead. You know, it was very bizarre. And I thought, well, I wonder if you can start sleepwalking so quickly after falling asleep. But there is a, you know, a pre-REM sleepwalk where that's more like acting out everyday tasks. So you'll see people, you know, go to the kitchen and start the coffee pot, or, you know, mm-hmm. they go to the sink and start washing their hands, things that they're used to doing. And then you've got the REM cycle where people start acting out their dreams. That's a little creepy to me, but, you know, you kind of see that in their pattern of what they're doing while they're sleepwalking.
Yeah. This had me thinking, you know, cause you're trying to watch with an open mind and, you know, still want to leave something. You know, I don't want to give everything away, but, it's an interesting story. The details of it are interesting. And, you know, when he came to, so to speak, or whatever, and realizes, you know, his friend's murdered, well, he goes ahead and calls this in and says, "I did it." So he says right off the bat that he did it. He didn't hide from this, but he doesn't remember anything. And so, you know, they go through everything of, well, if he was not sleepwalking and he just did it, why did he call and say? Why did he not run? Why did he not blame somebody else? But he had this history of sleepwalking. And so I'm like you, I looked up some things. I'm like, can this be real?
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Because that's scary. I'm checking the people in my house is what I'm saying. This is like, make sure, you know, if you sleepwalk, I don't know that you can live here.
Don't come for me in your sleep.
No roommates here. But, you know, I talked to a couple of different people in discussing this. One who had a son who walked in his sleep. And then one who is a relative of mine who walked in his sleep as a child. And I remember hearing about that. So the person whose son walked in his sleep, they said, you know, if you flipped on the lights or something, they would come out of that. You know, some sort of stimuli would bring them out. The other one said, you know, they did some weird things. They would like go to the bathroom and didn't know. they would just wake up in the bathroom, you know, they would go get some food and never wouldn't know till the next day that they had eaten something. They had a snack. But then one time they were caught stealing some money that was, yeah. And so I was like, were you really asleep? But it was like from the parents, you know, in the cookie jar kind of thing. And, but they said, you know, if you were, their take was, if you were assaulted, I mean, just touched or the lights coming on or maybe smacked in the face, which they say don't do. But if you're assaulted and you've got somebody screaming for their life, you don't wake up.
Yeah. You know, I looked into that a little bit because I've always heard you should never wake a sleepwalker. And I, you know, I never really understood why per se. And so I looked it up. It's Northwestern Medicine is the website that I looked up, and they talk about how, you know, when you're in that deep sleep, then any like sudden movement can cause the fight or flight to kick in. It doesn't necessarily mean you'll wake up. I did see where, you know, people would come out of it, just flip on the light and they come to, or, you know, you're supposed to gently talk someone back to bed. You know, definitely don't come at them I would think that they would wake up right away. But if you're already in this weird, you know, mobile sleep paralysis kind of place, who knows? And if that fight or flight kicks in, you've got someone screaming and punching at you. Do you have that fight mechanism that kicks in? And without being woken, you just think you're fighting.
Yeah. Well, they talked about repetitive behavior and things like that. Well, they talked about his job had been cutting up meat. And, you know, I thought, okay, this is disturbing, but did he think he was cutting something like a job? I don't know.
Right. So my mom would always tell me a story about her uncle that was a sleepwalker. And I guess she said her granny would follow him, you know, trying to keep him safe. He would leave the home and go to the train tracks, but he would stop just before the train tracks and just stand there. And eventually he would turn around and go back home. But they learned that he wouldn't step out onto the track, you know, and so they let him have at it. But I thought then, you know, is that because there's some kind of spatial awareness? I mean, you kind of have to have some idea. I feel like we would hear of a lot more sleepwalkers getting hit by cars or, you know, accidentally harming themselves if they don't have some sort of awareness of where they are. But yeah, I can't fathom being in a physical altercation with someone completely asleep and never waking up.
Yeah. So, you know, we always like to talk about personal things here and our experiences, because, you know, there's a lot of statistics out there and a lot of stories out there that people can just look up. But, you know, I'm curious about your thoughts with this. I mean, do you think in this case with this person, do you think he was awake, asleep? Part of it, he was asleep and then he became awake. I want to hear your take.
You know, at first I thought, poor guy, you know, yep. his best friend is dead and now he's going to prison. I mean, he's in a bad spot. And I felt so bad and thought, gosh, you know, maybe that is a real thing. And they have some experts that came on and spoke to both sides. So definitely go and watch it. So you can form your own opinion. But I will say to our listeners, I tend to think maybe towards the end of the episode, some things changed. And we did find out that he was a drinker. You know, they partied a lot. They were just, you know, young adults living in a beach town, I believe. But so there was some partying going on and pretty consistently, because she was going to be moving. It was a whole thing. And so I also think maybe that plays a little bit into that harder sleep. You know, if you have, I have a glass of wine and I'm like out for 8 hours, you know? So maybe that played into it a little bit, because there was some strange behavior on his part the night before when they were drinking too.
Yeah. I felt like, you know, it's such a personal thing. You can take somebody, you can take 10 somebodies, you know, all with a similar situation. And, like you say, it depends on how your body takes something. You know, did he have some mental stuff, so that then you put that in with some drinking, maybe too much, because that was something he was kind of boastful about. He was, you know, they were big partiers, and maybe he didn't take it as well. So it's a depressant for a lot of people. And, you know, you don't know, was there a psychosis that took place? I'm not sure. There's so many angles. It was an interesting story because of that, because it's really leaves it up to an individual to think what they think about it.
Yeah, I agree. There were a lot of angles, a lot of different paths to follow. And really, you know, there's more information I would have liked to have gotten about it to really make a good educated guess. You know, but you would need to kind of know the personality. I know some people can sleep through, you know, a tornado, and other people it's very light anything, and they're up and listening and, you know, very alert. And so it really just, it depends on the person, it depends on the circumstances. And I mean, any little thing, what we eat can affect how we sleep or how well we sleep, or, you know, so especially alcohol or being up partying, and, you know, eventually your body is going to have to shut down, you know, to allow yourself to rest and to heal. And so, I mean, who knows?
Yeah, that's one of the things I would encourage people to watch because of the fact that it was, there's not a lot of things that I watch that I think, I don't know. Like, I just don't know. You know, you usually, even if you're, you know, completely wrong, you have kind of a lean like, yeah, that didn't sound right, or this. And I was so perplexed, and his responses, I was watching, and that's kind of our thing, digging in. And when we don't have all the information, you know, it's, what are we missing? And not investigating this case, but, you know, he was found guilty. So, you know, the circumstances didn't look right to them either. And, you know, they have all the data and they have the information, like you say, on both sides. But I just thought it was interesting, and I thought it was spooky. And there's something about sleepwalking that is spooky.
Yeah, absolutely. It is very creepy. It's a creepy thing to experience, but, you know, even just to hear about, or you can watch, you know, there's videos on TikTok of sleepwalkers. And I just think, that's so creepy. Well, yeah. I do have a story. And I've not spoken with my friend to know if she wants me to share it. So I won't mention any names, but I'll give the, you know, the high points. She and I were very close, and she, you know, she called me one night and she was very upset. I could hear a lot of commotion in the background. And I finally get out of her, you know, she says, my mom shot my dad. And I was like, wait a minute, you know, I knew her mom, or I knew her dad. He was just kind, friendly, you know, just the type of person you just kind of want to be around. Her mom was more of a cold person, not very friendly at all, but definitely not someone that I would think would shoot their spouse at all. That just never would have crossed my mind. She was, I think, early 50s, you know, as was he, maybe mid 50s. So it was all confusing because I knew her dad had cancer, you know, and I knew he was struggling with that. And so he had moved into their spare room. And the mom, allegedly, what she told police was that she didn't remember doing it. She had no idea. She had a little 22 pistol, shot him several times in the chest and the arm, and I think somewhere on the head. But she didn't have any recollection of doing it. She just woke up to him screaming, covered in blood, with a gun in her hand. My friend was right down the hall sleeping in her bedroom. And so she woke up to that.
Oh my gosh, that is terrifying. So, you know, it's one thing to watch this on TV that, you know, it's real, but it's that degree of separation kind of thing. And then when you tell this story, I'm like, oh, that sort of makes it like, oh, that really can happen because I know somebody who knew somebody, you know what I mean? How it makes it more real.
Absolutely. You know, I actually went that night to the hospital and I stayed with her. They gave her a little room to stay in close to her dad. Her mom did, you know, they picked her up, of course, and she went to jail. And her dad ended up living for several more months until he finally died. And the question was, you know, he had cancer, but he was in remission. And then he was shot. So his body couldn't fight and continue to recover. And for the longest time, I really thought that she would get off with a lighter sentence because maybe technically the cancer was what killed him, but his body could have fought the cancer better had he not been shot several times. But she did. She is serving life in prison for the murder of her husband. So,
oh my gosh.
I mean, you never know. I know she was on medication, sleep meds, I believe like Ambien or something. And so you never know. Who knows?
See, that kind of stuff scares me. And there's no judgment here on things that people are taking or feel like they need to take. But it does scare me because of, you know, the side effects. And that's what I'd wondered with that guy was, you know, was there something there that didn't sit right with him? Some people can take it. I have a relative that has taken that kind of thing for 30 years. And it's like, then you hear these stories and you think something didn't click, something happened, you know, things can cause like narcolepsy. And it's just pretty scary. Let me ask you a couple things. Did you ever feel, or did you hear that that she later on said she remembered, or nothing came back?
No. So I think from that point, I don't know that my friend has ever spoken to her mom. I'm not sure how she handled that, but I know at that point we didn't talk about the mom.
Golly, I cannot kind of imagine.
Yeah. Yeah. It was I can't deal with that really well. And so I don't know that she ever came back to recall that. You know, the documentary we were just talking about, that was, you know, that was filmed quite a bit later, and that guy still said he didn't remember.
Yeah, he looked like he didn't remember. I don't know if that was, you know, fake. I don't know what that was, but that it seemed kind of like, now what? Now I didn't what? So I'm wondering, I'm not, like I said, anybody can look up anything. I haven't looked up the specific thing, but I'm wondering, you know how you'll have dreams and a lot of people remember those dreams, but you know, you're not remembering every dream. So what if those instances where you're walking in your sleep and something happens, what if you can't recall that, whether it was violent or not? What if you can't recall that just because the state your mind is in at that time?
Absolutely. Yeah. I hardly ever remember any of my dreams. I just, you know I do dream because we all do. But for the most part, you know, my dreams are very bland, and, you know, it's recalling the day, and it's like my brain trying to store things the way it should and work through things. Other people will tell me that, you know, they have dreams of riding a unicorn, and I'm thinking, I've never in my life had such a fun, colorful dream. And I don't really have a lot of scary dreams. But I mean, when you do, you have that where you're trying to fight back or run or scream, call out. Mm-hmm. Who knows? There's a lot to it.
Yeah. It's all a mystery. It's just thinking of the whole sleep that we all lay down and like, okay, this is it for a few hours, and we just sort of check out. It's really kind of weird if you think about it. And the necessity, we've talked before about sleep deprivation and how important it is, and you know, what happens if you don't have sleep. And so when I think of these things, it's sort of the sleep and dreamland, sort of a spooky place. I know my mom, you know, like I said, she walked in her sleep for a while, and but then she would talk in her sleep, and I talk in my sleep like I'll wake myself up just sort of mumbling the end of a sentence or something. But she went on and on with something that sounded like a different language, and I don't know what that was.
Okay, so is this when you were living in the spooky place?
No, it was another regular place. Yeah, I don't know what that was. She didn't know a second language. So it was like a sleep language, and it would come and go. And I'd be like, there she is again doing that. I wished I could have recorded, you know.
Record it. And then now we have all this Google Translate stuff.
Right? Oh my gosh. How creepy would that have been? Yeah, she's really going to appreciate this when she hears this back. But it would have been creepy. It's like, you know, is part of the dreamland and all that, is it more esoteric than we give it credit for? Is it like something spiritual or something, I don't know, that's not just scientific?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I think so. I'm open.
Yeah. I mean, this sounds like a whole other episode that maybe we need to look into.
Yes. Dreamland. Yeah, we haven't done dreams before. So Yeah. Okay. I'm for that. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely, you know, my kids have these goggles that you put on when you go to sleep. They're supposed to cause lucid dreaming. So have you heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. More creepy stuff that I want no part of. No part of it.
Yeah. So yeah, lucid dreams. Yeah. We definitely need to talk about dreams because I have some stories there. So
All right.
I didn't even know it just now. It's on.
Yeah. You just heard an episode being created, folks. So all right. Well, listen, we thank you for listening in. We're gonna go work on a dream episode. So Be sure to stay tuned for that one coming up, and we will see you guys again in a week.
Well, listen, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, where we post exclusive content, contests, and so much more. And of course, you can keep up with our episodes through Podbean or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. And as always, if you have a story that sparks curiosity or you have something that you want us to talk about, just shoot us an email to ourcuriouspodcast@gmail.com. We'll see you next time.